Joe Workshop. And Barry Abernathy's on the schedule, and as I was walking over here, he was just driving the gigantic third time out bus onto the premises, and he said, "I'll be over there." So I said, it's a blue tent. See, I've never been to Grey Fox. I just went to Winter Hawk a lot, and Winter Hawk had a blue tent over here, so I guess the... Okay, until recently, thank you. So there's, as you know, the great Bill Keith over there. And I'm Pete Wernick. And funny, they were just, you probably missed the very end of the mandolin workshop where they were playing old Joe Clark in harmony. Anybody was here for the mandolin workshop?
Yeah.
Okay, now we'll do what the banjos might do. What do you think? Is that all right? You want to be tenor man?
Except we can play it in G, right?
Right, we don't have to play it in A, but we could if we wanted. But G is easier because we don't have to retune after dealing with a capo. At least I don't. Yeah. Okay, are we ready to commence? You want to play tenor or lead? What do you think?
I like to play it both, but
I'd like to see you do that. you will. How do you want to start?
Any dulcimer players in the crowd?
Nah.
No. Well, this is a modal tune, you know, like Little Maggie, old Joe Clark.
Pretty Polly.
Pretty Polly, June Apple, lots of others. They sound major, but there's that other major chord in there. That's an indication, if you're interested, that it's involving the Mixolydian mode. The dulcimer players would have to know that, because they have to know which thread to start at to get that to happen. And so, with all that technical stuff behind us...
A couple of potatoes there, and then I'll take melody first.
Okay.
Is that right?
I'll just pack up your melody, and then I'll play harmony on the second.
Okay, cool.